Okay, let's begin our discussion of Menachas Daf Kuf Tes 109, the second to last daf here in this jam-packed Masechta of Menachas. So let's start with Kuf Ches Amid Beis, a couple of lines up. This perek, if we remember, this last perek is all about Inyanim of Nedarim and related issues, how much if somebody says to bring something, how much do they have to bring, what happens if they don't remember, what happens if there is a confusion about what he meant, right? Like the last mission we just had, if somebody says, one of my sheep is hektish, right? One of my oxen is hektish. What if he says, the sheep of my sheep, the ox of my ox? That's what we just got to when we mentioned. That is the me'ula, right? If somebody says, the ox of my ox, the animal of my animal, whatever it is, so then that's a case where we assume it is hagadol shebahen, as the Gemara said, tura biturai ka'amar. Then the Gemara said, but what about, didn't we learn that if somebody says, bayis bebesi, a person selling a house, and he says, a house among my houses, I'll sell you, he's allowed to show him the aliyah, just an inferior attic, so you see a house amongst the houses is not, the Gemara said, no, it's talking about a case of me'ula shebatim, a top quality. Top quality, that's what, it's not, doesn't mean aliyah, an inferior type of attic, but it means the me'ula of the houses. So let's continue along that path. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, four lines up from the bottom. Meisvei, shor bishvari, hektish, ox among my oxen, hektish, v'chein, shor shel hektish, and isariv ba'achirim, haga'en, or you have a shor of hektish, that was misariv, right? And we know, generally, that bale chayim are not patalim. So it just got mixed up. We're not assuming there's bittel here. So what do? You don't know what to do. So hagadol shebahen hektish. The largest one is hektish. If there's a mixture, so again, you're mechalel, and it's the largest one. And ashar bishvari also. The kulam and the other ones, yimach, with the tzarchei olos, have to be sold for tzarchei olos, because any one of them might be the karban. So you have to wait till they get a mum and be sold for tzarchei olos. The demeyem chulin. And then once you get the dummim for them, it could be chulin, because remember, only one of them is hektish. So you could be mechalel and say, all of them should go for the biggest one. But what do you see from there? That there is some status even for the ketanim, right? Not just the gadol shebahen. You see, in that case of shor bishvari hektish, which we thought meant the biggest, the greatest, but we see the Brisa says that even not the greatest, even the smaller ones, you have to be choshesh something, and you have to act based on that to make sure that they're not the karban. So targama ashor shel hektish and asari b'achirim. That last line of yimachru letzarchei olos is only going on the second case in the Brisa. The shor shel hektish, that was nisarev. So that's a case where any one of them might be hektish. So the Gemara says, ha-vachein kamar, but the Brisa says two cases, and it introduces the second case with a vachein. Doesn't that mean that it's the same exact parallel halacha? So the Gemara says, targama agadol. No, it's not. Doesn't mean that. It just means agadol. In terms of the first line of what the halacha is, hagadol shebahen hektish, that's parallel in both cases. But the second line of kulam yimachru letzarchei olos, that is not parallel. That's only referring to the second case and not the first case. Again, the Gemara is medayek by a vachein, right? We often are medayek in the Rambam also in various places. The Gemara, the Brisa could have just said two cases without saying the word vachein. It says vachein, that the Gemara assumes that there is a comparison between them. Sometimes the Rambam says kishem. Kishem, and again, kishem, the Rambam doesn't have to say kishem. The Brisa doesn't have to say vachein, right? It's not just about what is said, but there are conceptual nuggets that are hinted to in every Brisa, in every Rambam that we go through, and the Gemara often is medayik by the connecting words in order to teach us something. Again, the Rambam has many kishems. We're not going to into that right now. Good. Second to last line. Meisvei. Next shaila. Bayis bebeisi ani mochel lecha. If a person sells a house among my houses, v'nafal, and one of the houses falls down. One of the houses falls down. Marehu nafal. He's allowed to show him the one that fell down. This is the one that I had in mind. This is the one you bought. So, sorry, mazalcha garam, right? Nistachba sadehu, as the phrase goes. Your field was flooded, and you can show him that one. So, again, question. Right, what, anyone? The one that fell down? Eved ba'avadayani mochel lechav ameis, and the eved dies, marehu meis. So says the Gemara, v'yamai, nech, why is that? Lechsi, or Rashi's gear says nechsi, lechsi hadein nafal hadein meis. Why don't we have to see which one? Which one fell down? Which one died? Did the biggest one die? Did this biggest one fall down? Because he said, Eved me'avadai, bayis bebesi. So shouldn't it go by the biggest one? So the Gemara says, no. Here the Gemara finally is mechalik between different categories, areas of halakha. The Gemara has not done that yet. But now the Gemara says, how could you compare Mekach u'memkar and Hekdesh. Hekdesh, we said, bias babesi, or the like, that's gadol. But here we're talking about Mekach u'memkar. Lokeach ka'amrit. Shiny lokeach. Tiad bal hashtar latachtona. Right? The shiny lokeach. Buying and selling is different. The bal hashtar. Who's the bal hashtar? The one that's trying to be motzi. Right? The buyer, his hand is alatachtona. He has the lower hand. Because he is trying to be motzi mechavero. So, alav araya, right? Unlike the case of Hekdesh, which we said that you don't say motzi mechaver alav araya, because that is not re'ehu, right? That is not someone, and the really Hekdesh has the upper hand. But here, this is regular hamotzi mechavero, and therefore, he, the buyer, has to prove that it wasn't the one that fell down, that was the one that was being sold. And if he wasn't a mevarer, so then it's his tough luck. Hasha does his lahaki. And once we say this, so now we go back to the previous cases. Afilu teima aliyah degaria. Even if you want to say the attic case, it doesn't mean the meula shebebatim. It means yad balashar la tachtona. That case is different. Don't compare inyane hektish to inyane mekach umemkar. Hamotzi bechaver alav araya, which we said applies here and does not apply in cases of Hekdesh, hamotzi mechavero, that itself we've noted, is a discussion in the achronim, how much is that what we call a birur and how much is that a hachra'ah? How much do we assume that, it's vadai his, if hamotzi mechavero, like in this case. We don't know which house fell down. We don't know which eved died. And the halacha is that we don't make the seller give a larger one unless it can be proven. Is that because we vadai assume it was the seller's? Or we don't know, so we just leave things ceteris paribus as is, but it's not that we know for sure. Right, that's a question. Rabbi Chanan talks about this in the Kovetz Ha'aris towards the end of the Sefer in Simen Ayin Aleph, where Rabbi Chanan discusses Ubir asugya, the mesafka luhu bigamara bedina da motzi mechaver alav araya. Imhu din vadai, o eino elasafik. How do you look at it? And we can answer this question by any of the halachos that tell us what to do in areas of safik. Right? By the case of safik tuma bershus hayachid, safik tuma bershus arabim. Right? In cases of tuma vatara. In cases of safik deraisa lachumar, safik derabat alakula, by yisuv heter. Cases of motzi mechaver alav araya, by mamanus. So, all those cases, are those din vadai or din safek? What about rove? What about 10 different types of chazaka? What about, cheskas, chazaka marakama? Cheskas iser? Right? Many different types of chazakas. The question is always, is that birur? Is that hachra? Is that a din vadai? Is that a din safek? So some are stronger than others. Hamotzi chaver alav araya, cheskas mamon is extremely strong. It's a very strong chazaka. And that's why there, even if one might not say it elsewhere, but one might say it here, that it is a din vadai. Tekiva deloyadina shel mihu ain koach lebezin laso shum maisa bazeh. Do we say, well, bezin doesn't know, so we're not going to be motzi mamon, because shev al tasa shiny. Umemela nishar eitzal amuchzak. That's one way to look at it. It's a din safik. De'en on a yichol lahosi imenu. Umemela, but in that case, what if the shiny was tough, toe face? The other guy grabbed it, right? If Bezdin only acts based on Sheva al Tase, not because it's a Din Vadai, so if the other one was Toface, Gamkin in Lahotzi Yemenu. So now he keeps it. Mehai Tai Magufa, Din Lasos Maisa Misafik, Mavidina to Koto Alam Gvar, right? Whoever's stronger. V'im Kain, Gam Bishashu Eitzel Arishon, Eno Ela Safik Shalo, Velo Vadai Shalo. And what's the ultimate Nafkamina, always the litmus test? Kiddushin. V'im Kiddush Isha B'mamonze, Eno Ela Safik Mekudeshes. Do we say that? O Dilma or not? Dina da mochz mechaver lo araya hu din vadai velo safek. Uta kamod de bi isurin azlina basar chazaka vavi din vadai velo safek. By isurin, we're going to give malchus. If we have a chazaka that this piece of meat is not kosher, we're going to give malchus based on that. Right? That's a din vadai. Hachanami v'mamon azlina basar chazakas mamon v'u gamkin din vadai. The suffix mamo nishar eight salam muchzak but there is vaday v'im kiddush isha mamon zeh v'vaday kiddushin tafas idach mafkinan minay. And then he goes into the discussions of what edim do. What do edim do? Even that you would think edim is the ultimate birur. Two edim say something. Of course, that's birur, and we treat it as birur. But there is, I don't think he quotes it here, but there is a discussion. I mean, the Rambam has a lashon of why do you trust two witnesses? Maybe they're lying too. The Rambam has, Gzeiras HaKasuv. We trust two witnesses. Right? The Rambam brings that as a parallel in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah to trusting a Navi. If a Navi tells us, how do we know if the Navi is telling the truth? We don't know. If it's a Navi MS that's been muhsak a Navi, we have no idea if what he's saying is true, but you know what? The Torah says we should trust him. Just like the Torah says we have to trust two witnesses, even though they might be lying. So that line even gives the impression that even Edim, it's not a Vaday 100%, even though it's pretty, you know, we have to treat it as if it's 100%. Right? If Edim testify that Reuven killed Shimon, we kill Reuven. We treat it as a Vaday, even though ultimately, deep down, we don't 100% know. He talks about the difference, though, between Edim and Chazaka, for example. That Rabbi Chanan is an important Rabbi Chanan. He talks about Edim are Mevarer the Safek, and Chazaka is saying that there is no Safek. Okay, different, though. We're not going to get into that now, but that's, hopefully we'll get back to maybe Maseches Chulin. Has a lot about Chazakas. Okay. Says the Mishnah, the third to last Mishnah in Maseches Menachos, though we're only on the second to last daf here, but the Mishnah ends off with exciting inyanim. The Masechta. Hare alai ola. We're continuing. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring an ola, yakrivena b'migdash. He has to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, after all, that's the only place that you could bring karbanos once there's a Beis HaMikdash. Right, we learned, paralleling to the end of Maseches Vachim, the last parak in Vachim, that spoke about the six stages of historical halacha karbanos world. Right, the six stages, and the final stage is Bizman HaZeh, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, no longer is there a Heter Abamos. So if somebody promises to bring an Ola, they have to bring it to fulfill the nether, to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Vim Hikriva Beis Chonyo Lo Yatza. And if they put it in Beis Chonyo, not Yotze. What is Beis Chonyo? So we'll have the story at Amid Beis. Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik died, one of the greatest Kohanim Gedolim, right? Shimon HaTzadik from Pirkei Avos fame. Shimon HaTzadik from Yuma Samach Tes, that Alexander the Great bowed down to him. Shimon HaTzadik was unbelievable. So when he died, he had two sons. He appointed the one of the sons, and the other one got jealous. And there was a whole fight. And Chonyo, one of his sons, went to Mitzrayim, set up an alternate Mikdash. Machlokes will have on Amid Beis, whether it was built L'Shem Shemayim or L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But either way, it was Usur, because it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens if somebody was makriv, a karbon, after he said, I hereby promise to bring an Ola, he brought it in Beis Chonyo, lo yatsa. Right? That's like karbon bachutz. Right? That's shchut echutz. And therefore, he was not Yotze. Good, right? Rashi, to keep it to Amar, Hare alai Ola, Yichayev leba Ola. He's chayev in a regular Ola. And therefore, if you bring it in Beis Chonyo, it's not going to work. Hare, well, what if he says, Hare alai Ola, Sha'akri vena beBeis Chonyo? What if he says, in one phrase, I hereby promise to bring an Ola to be makriv in a Beis Chonyo? He builds in that Tanai. Tosfos on top. Ein Shayach Kan Tfos Lashon Rishon V'Achron. Don't think this is related to what we discussed a few daf ago about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Palgina Dibura. We can split up his words. No, this is one phrase. Tahavi Ka'omer Ad Beis Chonyo Matzina Da'atrak Dizma Gemara. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to say, we're going to interpret his words. This is going to be different, Api Alacha, than, let's say, Harini Nazir Min Agrogris Min Advela, where we assume there he might be Chozer Bo. And it's two separate stages. Here, he's explaining what he means, because there was a reality that there was a Beis Chonyo. So we'll see. So if somebody says, Reale Ola, that'll bring it in Beis Chonyo, Yakriven in Mikdash. You still shouldn't bring it in Beis Chonyo. You should bring it in Beis HaMikdash. V'imekriva Beis Chonyo Yatza. The Tanakhama says, if you brought in Beis Chonyo Yatza, because as we'll say, we are going to interpret his words, that is what he might have meant to fulfill his neder. We'll see whether he's chayev kares, but yatsa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein ze ola. No, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not an ola. What do you mean not an ola? It's not a neder at all, according to Rabbi Shimon. If you say, I hereby promise to bring an ola to Beis Chonyo, it's not a neder. Why? We remember what we learned a week ago, back on Daf Kuf Gimel. What did Rabbi Shimon say? If somebody says, I want to bring a mincha from barley, if somebody says, I want to bring from kemach, Rabbi Shimon says, pater shlo hisnadiv kederach hamisnadvin. Reb Shimon, back on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So this is the same Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, this is not a neder, right? It's nothing, and therefore, we disregard what you said. Shalom Hisnadiv Kederachem Hisnadiv. Tosfos and Ksubis. Daf Nun Vav asks on this Mishnah, but I don't understand. Isn't this like a Tanai? He wants to bring an Ola, but he wants to bring a Dafkin Beis Chonyo. What does the Gemara say there in Ksubis Daf Nun Vav? If somebody wants to get married and make a Tanai, neged what it says in the Torah,
Ma'isa kayim and tnai is batel. You still have to do it. Somebody, I want to get married, I'm manas, that I'm not chayiv in sher ksus va'ona. The halacha is, mazel tov, you're married, and you're chayiv in sher ksus va'ona. So, ask the Tosfos there, in ksubis, and daf nun vav, right? One of the most important Tosfos in all of Shas, relating to the sugi of tnai. Says, I don't understand why here do we say, does Rabbi Shimon say, oh, you didn't mean it, you couldn't do it, so the whole thing is batel. No, you just say, ma'isa kayim and tnai batel, like any Masa Mashkas Batorah. So Tosfos answers, you only apply the principle of Masa Mashkas Batorah when what you're trying to do is to be okay what it says in the Torah. Right? There's a, something called marriage with obligations. You're trying to create marriage without obligations. That's a Masa Mashkas Batorah. Here, you might know you just want to bring a carbon there. You want to bring a carbon in Beis Chonyo. I'll read you Tosfos. V'hashta amai v'ha Masa Mashkas Batorah. De ein giluach or ein naziris ela b'migdash, says Tosfos ve'omari de lo amrinan masna mashakasa b'torah tno batel ela hecha shemiskavin laakar mashakasa b'torah aval hasam, meaning here sover who sheish mitzvah b'beis chonyo kamo b'beis hamigdash. He thinks it's a mitzvah there, so he's mistaken. It's not on purpose. He thinks he knows there's a Beis Chonyo. He knows that Shimon HaTzadik's son set up that building. So he thinks there's an idea there. Ve'ein miskavin lakor, right? He doesn't have kavana to be oker. Islam lamelef mitznai demnei gadam bnei Ruvain. So then it could still be learned from Inyane Tanai. So that's an important ha'ara of Tosfos. The previous line of Tosfos also has the important yisod of why do we even say that's true? The whole yisod, what do we start with? Masna mashakasa b'Torah, if we make a tanai against what it says in the Torah, the ma'isa is kayim and the tanai is batel. I'm married and I'm obligated. Tosfos there, he's the one that asked the kasha. They asked the question there of, what do you mean? But the guy only wanted to be married without these obligations. So you want to say it doesn't work? So say it doesn't work and the whole thing is null and void. Don't say he's married but, and he's obligated. You should just say the whole thing falls away. He only wanted to be married without being obligated. What, we're forcing him? So, you're right, fine. He can't make such a tanai. Guess what it says in the Torah. So why do we say the ma'isa is kayam? We should say the whole thing is batel. So that's where Tosfos says, tanai chidishu. Really, I would have thought, in halacha, how can you make a tanai? I give a woman a ring, I do a ma'isa kiddushin, and I say it's totally if it rains tomorrow. How can my dibur affect, you know, with the action that I did just now? The ma'isa should be kayim. The whole idea of tanaim is a chiddush. So, fine. The Torah is b'chadish tanaim. Tanai b'nei gudu b'nei ruvein. But once there's a problem in the tanai, so I say, you still did the ma'isa. Right? Tanai is only allowed to be connected if you did it properly. But if you didn't do it properly, so then we say what we would have said without the chiddush HaTorah, and that's the ma'isa kayim. V'yomeri, that's what the Ri says earlier in the Tosfos. De'ilav v'yalfina mitzayim b'nei gudu b'nei ruvein, hava amina, d'shum tanai eino mevatel asa ma'isa. V'yafilu lo yiskayim besof, Hamaisa kayam. That's what I would have said. And now that we learned it, Vasha, the Alfinan mayasa the Mahani Tanai Lavata Maisa, Armina Dafka Kisha Eno Masa, Mashakasa Batorah, Dumya Dibne Gotabne Ruvain, Shalo Hisno Mashakasa Batorah. Good. So that's an important Tosfos. The Hemshecha Tosfos is also important. Talks about making a tanai about the Kras Ksusi and Shavaris Kadi and Chabol Alai. Important Tosfos for many reasons. Tosfos turns over there. Actually, the Chazal learned it from Bnei Gadim and Reuven. There's another tanai earlier in the Torah. I saw this Ha'ara recently. Right? There's another tanai earlier in the Torah that also seems to have a tanai kafel. Right? Double. Right? That's the Bnei Yaakov when they say to Shrem, you know, if you do Mila, then everything will be great, and we'll get married to each other and wonderful. And if not, then we're just going to take our daughter and leave. Right? So there's an earlier Tanai. Chazal don't learn it from there. But earlier Tanai, interesting. Just a ha'ara. Okay, let's continue. Second part of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir. If somebody says, I hereby promise to be a Nazir, he's Makabal Nazir. Yigaleach b'Mikdash. He literally has to get a haircut. Yigaleach always means, in Nazir's terms, that means the whole process. The whole process of bringing karbanos, we call it the tiklachas, which is the haircut, that's part of the process, but it means everything. Yigaleach b'mikdash. So he has to bring his karbanos in the base of Mikdash. V'im gilach b'beis chonyo lo yatsa. And if you brought your karbanos and did the process in beis chonyo, you're not yotze, you're still a Nazir. Hareini Nazir sha'agaleach b'beis chonyo. But if you use that lashon, yigaleach b'mikdash, v'im gilach b'beis chonyo yatsa. Reb Shimon Omer ein ze Nazir. As we said, parallel Machlokas. Good. Says the Gemara on the first line. If somebody, on the first case, let's say if somebody says, I promise to bring an Ola in Beis Chonyo, and he brought it in Beis Chonyo, you're Yotze. Says the Gemara, Yotza? Hamiktol Katla. Shchut Echutz is just like killing an animal. But that's not called, that's an Avela, right, isn't it? Right, Rashi. The Shochet Chutzu. The Iyu is Chayiv Ba'ola Michi Ama Hare Alai Ola. Right, isn't that, like Tosa said it's not, but maybe that's what Gemara is asking. Isn't this just like making a neder and then trying to retract your neder? It's shchut echutz. What do you mean you're yotzei? Amar Rav Huna, na'ase ka'omer hare alai ola amanash lo eschai bachar yusa. It's like a neder. It's like a nedava. It's as if we interpret his words as saying, I hereby promise upon myself to bring an ola almanas that I'm not going to be chayev bachrayis. I'm not going to be chayev bachrayis. So even if it dies or even if I kill it, I'm not going to be chayev bachrayis. That's what it means yotze. Yes, as Rashi says, he's chayev karis for shchut echutz, but he doesn't have any nedra left at least, right? Because he is not. It's not going to be considered unfulfilled. Look at Rashi for a minute. Amar of Hamnuna. Kivan to Amar Amanas Sha'akrivena Bebeis Chonyo. Have Ki'ilu Amar Amanas She'ehergena Velo Eschaya Bachar Yusa. It's as if he says, Amanas that I will kill it, Rabbi Kiva Eger says. It's not just Pshia. Rashi says that because that's what happened here. Amanas that I caused its death. Even there, I'm going to be putter. So, Chayev Kares, but the Mishnah is just saying Yotzei, there is no more Neder left. Omer Le, there's an important discussion, but let's just continue for a moment. Omer Le, Rava, Elamayata, 1 second. So if it's true that we could reinterpret and say this is what he means, so what about the next case in the Mishnah? Seifa, Diktani, Harini, Nazir, Sha, Galeach, Bebeis Chonyo, Yigaleach, Bemigdash, Yimgilach, Bebeis Chonyo, Yatsa. So, does that mean Yotzei, you're not a Nazir anymore? You were Yotzei. Hachanami, Danasa, Ka'omer, Harini, Nazir, Amanash, Shalom, Eschayev, Achrayas, Karbonosav. Right, is that Chayev in the Achrayas? Nazir, Kamadul, Maisi, Karbonosav, Lomis, Kasher. He can't not be a Nazir anymore until he brings the Karbonos. So, if he's a Nazir, and you're telling me that this is what he meant, Amanash, that I don't have to be responsible for the Nazir Karbonos once I do this, but how does that work? A Nazir can't stop being a Nazir until he brings the Karbanos in the right place. So, Ella Amar Rava says, this is how we really interpret his words. Adam ze ledoron is kaven. This person really, ledoron, he has kavana ledoron, for a present. Meaning, not dafka ola. Let's understand it up here, Rashi first. Right? He has a kavana to bring something. Rashi, velochal alei shem ola. Right? There's not an automatic Ola here. Therefore, Omar, this is what he's saying. Isa give Beis Chonyo Tarachna. I'm going to bring an Ola as long as I can bring it in Beis Chonyo. It's a real schlep to go to Yerushalayim. You know, he lived in Alexandria near Beis Chonyo. So, if I can bring it to Beis Chonyo Tarachna, I'll be my Toreach, and that's fine. Tfeilo Matzino Lista Ure. More than that, I'm not going to be Mitzar myself, and therefore I never have in mind that it should be an Ola. And Hachana and Nazir Nami, and that's how we interpret the Nazir case too. Hi, Gavra, the Suri Nafshik Amachavein. This Gavra, he just wants to self-inflict a little bit. Some pain, some uncomfortable, situations. Amar, Isagi, Beschonia, Tarachna, Tfei, Lo Matzino, Le'itzta, Ure. So that's how we interpret his words. One more line. V'Rav Huna Amar Lacha, and what would Rav Hamnuna answer? He didn't go this far as Rava said. Nazir Ka'amrit. What, you asked me a kasha about Nazir? You don't have to say it's the same, right? Your problem, Rav Hamnuna says, is on line 2, not on line 1. Line 1 you're okay with. How I reinterpreted Ola. Just Nazir is the problem. So, Rav Hamnuna Amar Lacha, Nazir Ka'tik Amrit. The Nazir line, fine. You have to understand it as you said it. That is Ladoron. Ola, Amanash Lus Chai Bachar Yusa Kamar. But Ola, I can still keep my first answer. That's not a problem. I can reinterpret that, like I did with the first, answer. V'af, Rabbi Yochanan Sarvala Allah Rav Hamnuna. And Rabbi Yochanan also interprets it like Rav Hamnuna. Dama Rabba Barbarchana Amar Biochanan, Hare Alei Ola Shakrivena Beischonio, Vigriva Beret Yisrael Yatzava Anishkaris. Same chiluk as we had in the first, case. He interprets it as Rav Hamnuna. The nafkamina between Rav Hamnuna and Rava would be, are you Chayev Karis in that first case? Right, according to Rav Nuna, he's Chayev Karis. He had in mind Kavana real Ola. According to Rav Nuna, we're interpreting it as, he didn't really have in mind a Karban. It's Ladoron. So it's a big nafgamina between the two interpretations of the first case. The Ola Shlomo here, to keep using the Ola Shlomo as we have it on Zvachim and Menachas, Ola Shlomo or Shlomo Lipschitz, the grandfather of Reb Dava Lipschitz, the Suval Karav. So the Ola Shlomo, so he said a couple of Ola Shlomos on today's daf. This is according to Rava. According to Rava, so what do we say? Lidoron. Yes, Lidoron. So if I make it, if it's not so far, if I can bring it in Beis Chonyo, great. If not, not. But what does the Mishnah say? If I brought it in the Mikdash, it's good, it works. But one second, he didn't even have Kavanah to be Makdash it. Isn't that Chulin? So Lidoron, so how do we, the other way, right? How do we allow it to be brought in the Mikdash? It's such a great answer the Gemara gives, that it's just Lidoron. So how do we allow it to be brought in the Mikdash? Lechachila, that's what the Mishnah says to do. So the Ola Shlomo says, Mashma mi Lashona, he quotes Rashi, right? V'lo chalei shem Ola, deina mechavin klal, lo havi Ola, v'lo ela daron, v'zeh tamua. Diem kein, amayak ribena b'mikdash, ahavi chulin ba'azara. Chulin ba'azara. So he answers, after quoting a number of others, yesh lefarish delo kivein ela ledaron, v'yesh lefarish nami Ola mamish. Remember, Doron is the word that the Gemara uses for an Ola. I think it was in Zvachim Dav Zayin, right? Ola Doronu, it's a present to Hashem, to be Meratzepanav. So really, we interpret his words and we figure out what he meant based on what happens afterwards. Vitalya beha, ihikr b'mikdash gali daite d'meikara la'ola ichavein. Ihikr b'eschon yolo daron ichavein. So it kind of works backwards, right? It was the Ola Shlomo himself that said 2 days ago, it's not Brera. This sounds like Brera. But either way, no, we assume that he had in mind maybe a choice. Wherever it's brought, that's what I really had in mind. We're able to supply that das afterwards. One idea in the Ola Shlomo. We'll get to another one of the Shem soon. But the other point to mention here is a halachic discussion. Right, the Gemara here said, well, let's say it this way. The Mordechai in Baba Metzia, Shin Samach Aleph. Mordechai in Baba Metzia, Shin Samach Aleph, in Perek HaSocher, I think this is, says, what happens if somebody accepts a mashkon? If somebody has a security, I lent you money, you give me a mashkon. I say when I get the mashkon, I hereby thank you for the mashkon, and I do not accept any responsibility at all for the mashkon. I don't want any responsibility, even if I am negligent. Even if I'm negligent with the mashkon, I want to be putter. I'm doing you a favor. I lent you money. So thank you. I'm taking the mashkon, but I don't want any responsibility. Does that work? Could that work that he's not responsible at all for the mashkon, not even a low-level shmirah? So the Mordechai quotes, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Beis. That's laws of mashkon. Ayin Beis Siv Zayin. I'll just read it from the Shulchan Aruch. But it's this, that Mordechai. Hamal ve'ala mashkon, u'bishas kabalas ha-mashkon, Omar Eini Mekabel Achrayuso Alai. I don't accept Achrayus. Eino Afilu Shomer Chinam. Upater Afilu Mipshia. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Pater even from Pshia. The Sma here he adds in, obviously, if anybody's thinking about the Sugya, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon of Poshia Kamazik, famous Rambam in Schirus and Perak Beis. So he says, Nira Dafilu La Rambam. The mechash v'pshia l'mazik b'yadayim le'inyin shtaris v'dechvasei de'ein b'hem dim shomrim, you're not even a shomrim, mikol makom modim kan depater, dekima dehisna b'feirish, she'ina makabal l'achrayis. You're allowed to do that, you're allowed to makabal l'achrayis. Where does the Mordechai get this from? So now looking back at the Mordechai, our Gemara, that you could say, I hereby promise to bring an Ola, and what did Rashi say? And I'm pater, even if I kill it. That's more than pshia. Even no matter what happens, I'm going to be pater. So you see, you're allowed to accept something that you're going to do and not have any achrayas for it. Just like here by the karbon, so too there by a mashkon. That is the Mordechai right here. He reads our Gemara and he learns Hilchas mashkon. Kita mashba perak bez perak bastra de menachis. Hare alai ola menasha gavena bez chonyo. Ad in the group bez chonyo yatsa. Paparech, he quotes our Gemara. He says, Alma, afa gav de chiyama harelai ola michayev afilu ba'onsin, afilu hachi ki hadar amar amanash leschayev achri yusa, lomi boy, de ba'onsin lo machayev, afilu bibshia lo machayev, right? The guy killed it. That's the Mordechai. The Tumim doesn't like it. The Ksos here quotes the Tumim. The Ksos tries to defend a little bit, and he has another kasha on the Mordechai, but it's somewhat mukhudash to say that this is a raya. Why? What's the problem? So here the Ola Shlomo summarizes. He quotes this Mordechai, and then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, what, could you compare Hektish to Mashkon? If you're Mazik Hektish, you're Pater. So if you're Mazik Hektish, you're Pater. We know that from Baba Kama. So here, how could you use Hektish as a model? That's one of the questions on the Mordechai. How could you use Hektish as a model for Bid Adam Lachavero? Va'afteinu Makabal Achrayis Chayev Mazik. Shbi Chayev. V'zeh Tamua Dach Av Mazik Pater. V'chulu. So he says, he has two answers to explain the Mordechai. He says, Yesh Lomar. When it says, in this case, that if Hikriva Beischon Yo Yatza, what was that case? Pashus, he didn't do it himself. The Kohanim were makriv. We're going to get to later on the daf. Kohanim that served in Beis Chonyo. What's their status? But Pashas, the Kohanim were the ones that did it. He himself wasn't Mazik. So if the Kohanim did it, he wasn't Mazik, and that's why he's not going to be Chayef, because he wasn't Mazik B'Yadayim. He did it through a Shliach. Ain't Shliach, the Varavera. V'kima du'atzmolo hikriv elanasan la'Kohanim la'akriv lo'havi Mazik B'Yadayim ve'eno Chayef mitam Shlichos ain't Shliach, the Varavera v'chulu. One idea. Or maybe he says, maybe the Mishnah is like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. What does Rav Nechunya ben Akana say? You remember from Ksuba's days? Kimwe b'drabi minei applies even to Chayve Krisus. Now we paskin Chayve Mises Bezdin. But if you say Kimwe applies to Chayve Krisus, so then maybe that's why he's going to be putter. Because the obligation kicked in only when he's Chayve Karis. Two ideas that the Ola Shlomo says to defend the Mordechai. Okay. We are on the last line right before the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi. Again, there's a lot of this second to last daf here. We're just trying to squeeze it all in. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hare Alai Ola Sha'akrivena Bamidbar Vihikriva Be'ever Hayardain. Similar idea. I hereby promise to bring an Ola as long as I can be makrivit in the desert. Right? What is the person thinking? Rashi, Midbar. Kesavar Mishum Mishkan Shahoyasham Yeheyadain Amidbar Kadosh. Person thinks that there's eternal Kedusha to where the Mishkan was. Right? That's not true, right? There's not even eternal Kedusha where Har Sinai was. Right? But a person thinks that he wants to bring a carbon in the Midbar, and he gave it an Eber HaYardain, Yotza Va'anish Karis. He was Yotze, but it was, as the Mishnah said, Anish Karis, that's similar to what Rav Hamnuna says, not like what Rava says. Rashi, last Rashi on the Gemara, V'Gribe Eber HaYardain, Be'eretz Yisrael Shalom Yerushalayim. Rashi calls Eber HaYardain Eretz Yisrael. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah in Taf Pei Tes in Arachayim, he has a long discussion whether Eber Hayardin is considered Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know we usually look at it as, you know, the Shvatim got Eretz Yisrael, but 2.5 Shvatim were outside of Eretz Yisrael, or were they? Eber Hayardin, right? Could you bring is discussion there? Could you bring the Chadash? Could you bring the Shtei Halechem from Eber Hayardin? Right? We had earlier. You have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael. Many different halachas that are connected, obviously, to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz. What applies to Eber HaYarden, and what doesn't? But Rashi here. Rashi, second to last Avim Menachas. Kuftes. Rashi says Eber HaYarden, seems to say that Eber HaYarden is Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it would have the status. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Hakonim. So that once we're talking about Beis Chonyo and taking the Dharam about Beis Chonyo, so we talk about what's the status of that alternate Mikdash. Hakohanim sheshimshu beis chonyo. What if a kohen actually did avoda in beis chonyo? So says the Gemara lo yishamshu. Says the Mishnah lo yishamshu b'mikdash lo'ol shebi Yerushalayim. He is not allowed to serve in the beis mikdash in Yerushalayim. He passeled himself by serving in beis chonyo. He's not allowed to serve in the mikdash in Yerushalayim. V'ein sarach lomo davar acher. The Mishnah doesn't even have to mention that if he was mishamish avodah zara. If he worked in an actual Beis Avodah Zarah, there's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara whether Beis Chonyo was a Beis Avodah Zarah or not. But if it's Vadi Avodah Zarah, then for sure, he is no longer allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Shene Emar. Meaning, even if he does tshuva, that's the pashtus. Right? If he didn't do tshuva, then there's nothing to talk about. Even if he did tshuva, he's not allowed to. Shene Emar, ach lo yalu kohanei habamos el mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim ki im achlu matzos b'ketoch achayim. They could eat the menachas. Hare elu kabali mumin chokin v'ochlin v'lo makrivin. Right, they're not allowed to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So Asemes points out that Beis Chonyo is different than, wrote the wrong one. Beis Chonyo, he talks about, is different than bringing on a bama b'shas isher bamos. That we don't find the psul. Beis Chonyo is different. Beis Chonyo is more of a post-sale, it's more connected to Avodah Zarah than just bringing on a Bama B'Shas Isser Bamos. Good. Very important discussion here. Tucked away at the end of Menachas. stink. The end of Menachos, where are you going to get halacha l'maisa? A lot of halacha l'maisa right here. Tosfos, what happens? Tosfos quotes the Sefer HaZahir. Sefer HaZahir, right? So our Mishnah talks about if a kohen is Ovid Avodah Zarah, if it works in the base of Avodah Zarah, he can no longer serve in the base of Migdash. Even before Tosfos, the Chafetz Chaim talks about, what if he didn't actually do Avodah, but he was a Mumar? What if he just stopped believing? So is that also? What if he stopped believing? Are we going to say the same thing about his status? That's the last page of the Likutei Halachos, Amenachos. Last page. He talks about Vitzarech iyun echadin le'inyanim kafar b'toras b'torah. Im avodaso k'shera. V'hinei shchitaso vadei psula d'logar mishchitas chulin. And we know shchitaso nevela. But what about Kabbalah Halachos Rika? Im kasher umistaver deicha d'olshav b'tshuva avodasa psula tu bichlam mashamar kasov kol ben nechar or alev. Right, if he didn't do shuva, nothing to talk about. That his avod is going to be psula. But ela b'yisrael shenachru ma'ayin alev shemashmayim umistaver dechalu b'zeh bein shavar avodas kli beish kavar b'torah l'vize ishka zeh asur lechal b'kachim tu bichlam ben nechar. But what happens if he did do shuva? Did do shuva? So that's the shaila that he has. What is that? It's not actual avodah zara, but it's kfira. And he talks about this halacha. It's also based on this Tosfos. This Tosfos discusses, what about a Kohen that's Meimer Daito? What in terms of Duchening, Berchas Kohanim? Right? Do we have the same rules for Berchas Kohanim as we do for Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash? So here Tosfos has two deis. Sefer HaZohar Kosef, Kohen Shehemer Adato, Lo Yisa Eskapav. V'lo Yikra Rishon, you don't give him the first Aliyah. Dechsiv Kidashto, V'ha'achle L'Kudushase. Right, and he was Machalos Kedusha. He quotes Rashi in a tshuva that says, no, kosher, he's like a Balmum. He's like a Balmum. That means he's not nothing. And Mehacha Nafgal and the Kohen Shemir Daito, Vachazar B'tshuva, Kasha L'duchin, Shailo Matzino Kohen Balmum, Shei Pasal L'duchin, Ela Imhay L'mun B'yadav. V'chulu, and he continues. This is really 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in the big simen about Duchening Nesias Kapayim, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Mem... Kuf Chavches Lamed Zayin Mumar Lavodas Elilim Lo Yisa Es Kapav VeYesh Omrim Yesh Omrim. This is the Rashi right here. Rashi in the Tosfos. Shem Asat Shuva Nose Kapav VeChein Iker. Rama says Yesh Omrim VeIm Nenas LeVeKol Nose Es Kapav. If he was Baones, then for sure he can. So if he did Shuva, right. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the Achronim Afilu Avad Avodas Gilulim BeMezid. Right. The Rashi's Mako. Right, maybe you wouldn't be Mako by the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mishnah. But in terms of Duchening, Nisias Kapayim, that could be different. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about other Averis as well, right? What happens if a Kohen murders? Right, do you bring a Raya from David HaMelech? David HaMelech, Hashem says that you fought a lot of wars, and therefore that was even L'shem Shamayim. But still you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, right? So what about if he actually murdered for various reasons? Rachman al Islam. I mean, what are the cases? I'm just going to find the Shulchan Aruch here in Lamed Hay. Where's Lamed Hay? I'm just reading the Shulchan Aruch here. A few seifim back. Kohen shar haragas hanefesh afilu b'shogeg lo yises kapav afilu asa tshuva. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Even b'shogeg, even asa tshuva. Shulchan Aruch. Ramah v'yesh omrim im asa tshuva nosi es kapav v'yesh lo hakel al ba'le tshuva shlo lino delas bifneim v'hachi nahum. Right, if a Kohen knows that he's not going to be able to come back and never be able to do it, then he might not do tshuva. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says that tshuva, Mishnah Berurah. Even though ain't davar l'cha omisha omrim bifnei tshuva mikol makom. Ain kateger nasa sanegar to be a dayim elu shaharagas anefesh ain roy lisa's kapov ava bishas atshuva. Right, it's not just that you can't be the tool. You can't be the tool. Rav Avadya has a couple of tshuvas, right? Rav Avadya, the Shulchan Aruch, he can't duchen. Even shogi, even as a tshuva. So Rav Avadya has at least two tshuvas in Yechav Adas. One, he talks about a case of a soldier, a chayal kohen, who killed one of the enemy. Is he allowed to duchen? See a lot of duchen. That's chelek. What is this chelek? Beis simin yudalid. Kohanim chayalei tzal sheishtatvu bekir kravos neged sivot mitzrayim yardin surya upagu v'argu b'chalei ha'oyev. Are they a lot of duchen? So says Rav Avadya. Ein lecha ones gadol mizeh. Va'abar lahargacha ashkem lahargo. This is not mezid. This is ones. You're forced into the situation. and therefore no problem whatsoever. No problem. No suffik. And he says, what about David HaMelech? What about David HaMelech? So he's mechalik. He's mechalik. Was that self-defense all? Some of those were just expanding the borders. Kibush yachid. Okay, but either way, that's one tshuva. The other tshuva Avadia has is, what about Rachman al-Islan in a car accident? What if a Kohen is driving? This is in Chelek Hey Simin Tezayin. Kohen Shainoi b'machonit, v'garm l'tuna katlanit, hey mashai lisa kapov. Right? Can he do it? So he goes through the whole tshuva and he discusses, well, whose fault was it? Was it because he was speeding and he went through a light? Or was it an one? Somebody ran in front of the car. That's a big difference, says Rabbi Avadia. Near Gabani Don Shalanu. Shakoin, are you know, Barecha, Vigarm Lev Don Nefesh. Mach Machinog, Mihiris Mufrezes. Omnish Shlotzius, Latamrur. Oshavar, Avera Cheris, Alchukia Tnua. So that's a problem. Nifsa, Lalos, Laduchin, Lisakab, Rechaskon, Lavishen Kadegar, Nasasanegar. And he quotes, and he continues, and then he says, "In lo ha'is a kol rashlanus b'sidu shalanahag," and he was going karoy, but then something else happened—a kafat yela l'rachov with gal galaragim mechoniv v'dirus l'muz rachman al islan, but often that its own is gamur. So then he says, maybe you can be makel in that case. And then he quotes classically, like Rav Avadia, but if it was a shogeg karv l'oni sechazav b'tshuva sex veka. Maybe, like the poskim, that tshuva helps, and even if you want to say the tshuva doesn't help, maybe shogeg is considered ones. He tries to be makel. We try to be makel in these cases. But again, it starts with this Tosfos. This Tosfos here plays a big role. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kohen sheshachar lavodas kochavim, karbana reich nichawach. If a Kohen shechtes lavodas zara, and then he does tshuva, his karban could still be lareich nichawach. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Avdimi, my kra yana sheyisharsu osam lefnei gilulayim v'hayu lebeis Yisrael mechshol avon al kain nasasi yadi alehem nu mashem lokim v'nasu avonam v'ksiv basrei v'lo yagishu elai lechahen li i'avad sheirus in shchit alav sheirusu. If they just shechted to avodah zarah, it's okay. Because shchita, as we know, shchita lav avodah, Rashi quotes shchita k'shira bizar, and therefore, it doesn't passel you. If you do other avodos, so then that would passel you. But shchita is okay. Gets into the sugya that we've discussed a number of times. The shchita versus the other avodos. Itmar. What about shogag bezrika? What if you did zrika bishogeg? Shogag bezrika. You did zrika sadam to an avodah zara. Then you did a sheirus, but it was shogeg. See, if you do a real sheirus, kabbalah holacha zrika, bemezid, for sure no good. If you did shchita, it's good. What if he did zrika b'shogeg? Rav Nachman Amar Karbana Reich Lichach. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Karbana Reich Lichach. Machlokas Amar Rav Sheshes Mina Mina La. How does Rav Sheshes know that it is no good? Ein Karbana Reich Lichach. Desiv Hayu LeBeis Yisrael Mechshol Avon. My Lav O Mechshol O Avon. O Mechshol Shogeg V'Avon Mezid. So both are included. Even Shogeg is included, and therefore Rabbi Zera says, Rav Sheshes says that it's no good. You did a sheiris to avodah zarah, period. For Rav Nachman, michshal di'avon. It's one thing, it's all included in Mason. The Rambam here, the Chafetz Chaim is very bothered by it. The Rambam, when he quotes Rabbi Sheshes, and he quotes the avodah is psula. The Chafetz Chaim is bothered that our Gemara just says, ein reach nichawach, which sounds more of like a lechadchila lashon. So he tries to reinterpret the Rambam. The Rambam says psula. Chavetz Chaim is very uncomfortable with psula coming from this Gemara, where it just says ein reich nichalach. That's the Rambam in Hilchos B'S Mikdash in Perek Tes. So that's Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Nachman Amina La. Rav Nachman, how do I know that it is reich nichalach? D'tanya v'chibra kohen al hanefesh hashogeges bechet abishgaga milamed shakoy mischaper de'atzmo. So we learn from that pasuk that the kohen who does something wrong could even bring his own karban. His own chatas. Bimai, ilema b'shchita. Are we talking about a case where he did shchita to avodah zarah? My arya shagaga filu meizanami. Even meizan we said, because that's not called sheirus. Elola b'zrika. So it must be he did zrika, and it says he can bring his own carbon. So you see, it is reach nichalach. V'ref sheishas amalacha, no lo olam b'shchita. Really, it's talking about shchita. U'bemeizan lo nasem mishoris avodah kochavim. I'm sorry, it's a rhetorical. U'bemeizan lo nasem mishoris avodah kochavim. If you do shchita b'mezid to avodah zarah, you're not going to apostle yourself? Oh, it's technically not sheiris. You shechted to avodah zarah. Rav Sheshes argues. He says if you do shechita b'mezid, you do pasul. And that's what the Gemara is referring to.
V'yazul atamayu, and really this is l'shitasam. The itmar hizid b'shechita, Rav Nachman amar karban amarech lichavach, Rav Sheshes amar in karban amarech lichavach. Right? It says b'feirish, hizid b'shechita. Rav Nachman amar karban amarech lichavach to lo avad sheiris. Rav Sheshes amar in karban amarech lichavach. Nase misharis lavodas kochavim.
You still serviced the Avodah Zarah doing shechita b'mezid.
Amar Rav Nachman mina amina la. So how do I know? How do I know that shechita b'mezid does not ruin it? D'tanya, kohen she'avad avodas kochavim v'shav karbon arech nichawach. If a kohen does shuva after serving for Avodah Zarah, it's okay. Karbon arech nichawach b'mai. What type of avoda did he do? Ilema b'shogeg. So my v'shav shav yomei do. If it's b'shogeg, what do you mean he did shuva? He's been in the state of shuva. He didn't do anything wrong. Shav v'omei do. Elapshita b'mezid. It must be that we're talking about a case of mezid. And what case of mezid? V'i b'zrika kishav mayhave ha'avad l'sheiris. And if it's zrika, that's not going to be okay. Right? He can't do tshuva. We said that's a sheiris of avodah zarah. Elala b'shchita. So Rav Nachman says, this must be talking about a case of shchita b'mezid. And that proves that reach nichawach. Rav Sheshes amar, no, Rav Sheshes amar l'cha l'olam b'shogeg. So much shogeg. It says he did tshuva. So what do you mean tshuva? He did it b'shogeg. Hachi kamar im shav me'ikaro. It means if he's always been in this state. Tuchi avad b'shogeg, avad karbana rech lichawach. V'imlavein karbana rech lichawach. Good. So we spoke about shchita. We spoke about zrika. What about hishtachav ol avodas kochavim? What if he was mishtachavet? Does that ruin the kohen? That's not one of the dal avodos, but it is within avodah zarah. Rav Nachman amar kabarana rech lichalach. Rav Sheshes amar ein kabarana rech lichalach. Same achlokas. What about hoda lavodas gochavim? What if he was moda? He was makabel. Eloka. Rav Nachman amar kabarana rech lichalach. Rav Sheshes amar ein kabarana rech lichalach. Vitzricha. You need all these cases. Shchita, zrika, hishtachava, hoda. Diashminan bahaka maisa. If you only have the zrika case. Piyahika amar Rav Sheshes. Maybe only there Rav Sheshes says he's no good, even if he does tshuva. Bishem da avalei sheiris. Aval shchita da avalei sheiris. Ema modele the Rav Nachman. But maybe he would agree to shchita. Viashminan shchita, mishem da avalei avoda. Aval hishtachava, lo avid avoda, le avoda. Hishtachava is not one of the dal avoda. Same alo. Tzricha, that's what you need. Shchita, and zrika, and hishtachava. V'yesh minan hishtachava mishem da'avid le'maisa. You at least did an action to avodah zarah. Aval hoda de dibura ba'alma emalo. Tzricha. That's why you need all the cases to tell me that there's a machlokas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes in all four cases. Good. V'yein sarach lomar davar acher v'chulu. The Mishnah says, and if a kohen worked in Beis Chonyo, he's going to be pasul. Surely, if he worked in an actual house of avodah zarah, mitakamar ein sarach lomar davar acher michlal de Beis Chonyo lav avodas kochavim hi. If it says kal v'chomer, it must be the Beis Chonyo is itself not avodah zarah, and that's a machlokas tanoim. Tanya commanda amar Beis Chonyo lav avodas kochavim hu. Bryce that supports this. The Tanya osa shah shemeshem natzadik. We know the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Yuma, Daf Lamites, Shimon HaTzadik's lifetime, there was something special. There was bracha be'isa, and there was never a psul. So many amazing nisim that happened, and the gor would always went up in their right hand. And afterwards, nothing. When Shimon HaTzadik used to go into the Beis into the Kodesh Kadashim, so he used to come out with a special message. So the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Amar Lahen, Shanazu Humes, he came out and said, Rabosai, I'm finished. This year I'm going to die. Amr Lominai Natoyodeya. They said, how do you know? Amr Lahen. Call Yom Kippurim. Every year on Yom Kippur, and it's Damili Zakin Echad. Every year on Yom Kippur, I used to see a Zakin Echad. Lavush Levanim and his Atif Levanim. He was wearing all white. Nichnasi mi viyatsi mi. He used to accompany me. There was a white figure that always accompanied me. Tosfos asks, top Tosfos, quotes the Yerushalmi. But one minute, nobody's allowed to be in the base of me, in the Kodesh Kadashim. V'chaladam lo yib o amoed. How can anybody be there? Yerushalmi answers, Shema Shechina Haisa. Whoa. It wasn't a man. It was Hashem. It was a Malach. But either way, it was some. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau, in one of his Sfarim, in Chelek Beis, page 434, he has a big discussion. Is this an Isser Lo Yeh Ba'al Moed, or is it just a reality? The Avoda would be Nifseles if there's anyone else there. So the latter, that also answers the Yerushalmi's Kasha. It's just an issue of anybody else there would pasul. Nobody else is there. Heavenly figures aren't considered lo yiba o moed. It's a din on the gavra, not on the
on the avoda. Okay, so he says, every year I went in and went out that I saw this white dressed man. Shana Zun is dominantly Zakin Echa, love a shorim, Nisatif Shorim, he was wearing all black. Vinichnas imi velo yatsi imi, he went in and he did not come out with me. Did not come out with me. Lacher Haregel, Chola Shivas Yamin, Vames. And after a week, after the regal, he died. Vinimnu Echav Akonim Ilabarak Bashem. And the other Kohanim did not say Shem Hashem. V'nimnu milavarach b'shem. Big discussion. What does that mean? What do you mean they didn't say Shem Hashem? The Rabbeinu Gershom here says, they only said the kinui. They weren't boteach ba'atzmam, that they could say the Shem Hashem. The Tosas Rid in Yuma, in the parallel Gemara, Daf Lamed Tes discusses, you have to say Shem Hashem sometimes in the Mikdash. Doesn't it say? You say Shem b'milua in the Mikdash and the kinuyo outside in the Medina. So the Tosas Rid and the Sfasemis there discusses all different suggestions. Maybe there's no chiyuv to say the Shem Hashem. It's just a heter. There's no chiyuv to say Shem Hashem in the Mikdash. Just a heter. Maybe that's what it means. Or maybe it means that they didn't know it after Shimon HaTzadik. They didn't know it. The Sfasemes there in Yuma, Daf Lamates, he quotes this Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid is there in Yuma. And he says, the Rambam sounds like he did it on purpose. Nimnu milavarech b'shem mipnei anashim she'ena muhuganim. The Rambam Hilchas Tefila says that. This is an interesting discussion. What exactly they did? What does it mean that nimnu milavarech b'shem? Okay, but either way, they didn't. They stopped. And b'shas patiraso. And before he was going to die, he gave instructions. Amar lahem chonyo b'ni yashamish tachtai. He says, my son chonyo, he's the one. He's my replacement. Niskana bo Shimi Achiv. His brother Shimi was jealous. Shahaya Godlami Menoshe Shanama Mechsa. He was 2.5 years older. 2.5 years older. He was jealous. Should be me. What'd he do? Amar Lo. So Shimi set up Chonyo. Alright, we'll do the first one today. Hashem will continue tomorrow. Amar Lo Shbo Valamed Chasidir Avoda. Shimi, the older brother, says to Chonyo, you know what? Let me teach you a thing or two about the Avoda. Let me help you out. He'll be Shob Unkali Vichagra B'tziltzul. He put on special clothes, feminine clothes. He put on this feminine clothes. He goes, puts him next to the mizbeach, and then he goes to tell the kohanim. Oh, look at this guy. Look what he promised his wife. He would wear his wife's clothing the first day he becomes a kohen gadol. Look, I was being mevaze. The avoda. Unbelievable. When I become the Kohen Gadol, honey, I'm gonna wear your clothes into the Beis HaMikdash. Big they try to kill it. They're like, what is he doing? I guess they didn't give him a chance to explain himself. Rutz mi pinaham, he ran away and didn't stop running till he got to Alexandria. Veratzu achara, halach Alexandria, shamitzrayim, ubana shamizbeach. Vehela alav, lushum, avodas kochavim. And that's what drove him away. He was so mad and upset. So, l'shem avodah zarah. Ukshachshamu chachamim bedavar, when the chacham heard about it, amru, mazeh shelo yarad la. Right? What is the kach? If somebody who didn't even get the position yet, Shimi, acted in a certain way, hayori lalachas kam avakam, imagine somebody who already got the position. Imagine what power does to you. Devar Rebbe Meir, that's all Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that it was a Beis Avodah Zarah against our Mishnah. Against our Mishnah. While the second, but the Brisa said, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is following Rebbe Yehuda. A different story, different version. Let's just do it. Amar lo Rebbe Yehuda. Lo kach hayam Isa. Ela lo kiba olav Chonyo. No, Chonyo didn't want to accept it. He was a humble. Shaha Yeshimi Echav Gadol Mimenosh Deishanam Omechsa. Right? Because Shimi was older than him, so he didn't want it. But then he felt bad and he regretted not taking it. The Afalpike Niskanabo Chonyi Bishimi Achiv. He regretted his decision. So Amarlo Bov Elamatcha Seder Avoda, and he did it. Hil Bishu Beunkeli VeChagar BeTzoltzav Emidu Ezel Mizbeach. He did the opposite. He did it to his brother. Chonyo did it to Shimi. And Amar Lam Lachal Akonim Ruu Ma Nader Zevigin Lavuas La Ahuvaso. Oh, so Iyom Sheshamish Mugun Gadol Albash Beunkeli VeShelichi VeChagar BeTzoltzav Shelichi. And what happened? Big Shulav Akonim Lahargo. They try to kill him. I guess he was able to explain himself more than Chonyo. Chsach lohem kol ha-ma'ore. He told them what happened. So they wanted to be kishtar was Chonyo. So they turned around and started running after Chonyo. Ratz v'pneim v'ratzu acharav. Ratz l'beis ha-melech v'ratzu acharav. They ran to a king's house. V'ratzu acharav kol ha-ro'aso omer zehu. Zehu. halach l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. Ubana shem mizbeach, v'he'alav, ola l'shem shamayim. So there, he was jealous, he wanted to do the avodah. So l'shem shamayim, he built the mikdash. Shne'emar, b'yom ahu, yiyem mizbeach l'shem, b'toch eretz Mitzrayim, u'matzeva, eitzel gvula l'shem. U'shem ha'cham adavar, b'davar, amru, u'mazeh shebarach mimenakach. If somebody who ran away from it first, and then he couldn't handle it and deal with it, and he regretted it, if you actually want it, so imagine what power would do to a person. Right? This is all about midos and power, what it does. Just to end off with one thought, that Rev Soloveitchik has an idea. How did he know that he was going to die this year? How did he know Shimon HaTzadik was a Navi? It was a Navi that he realized? So Soloveitchik has a beautiful thought. He says that, no, what does it mean that he always saw white, and this year he saw black? White symbolizes clarity and optimism and positiveness. To be a leader in Am Yisrael, you have to be positive. You have to have emunah. You have to think white. You have to think clear. And that's why every year he felt that he could still lead. The last year he saw black. So Soloveitchik said maybe he realized that he wasn't the leader. It wasn't appropriate for him to be the leader anymore. He saw what was happening with all of Am Yisrael. He saw what was happening with the realities of what level Am Yisrael were at. We're getting into Bayis Sheni. So he realized that you can't be a leader unless you have the ad. For 40 years he led. And he did his time. He did his time. But at the end he saw black, meaning he didn't have that optimism. He didn't have that what he always wanted to. He said maybe it's time to pass it on to someone else. That's what he said. You know, my time is done. Chas v'shalom, nothing negative. Shimon HaTzadik. But the message for us is about leadership. The message for us is to be any type of leader, one has to have that white, to see white and not black. The second we see black, so then it means that we have to pass the baton, so to speak. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with the last daf of Maseches Menachos.